Giving a good compliment is a gift. Not only do you change somebody's day when you give them a sincere and quality compliment, but if it is really, really memorable, they will think about that moment in time for years to come. We have all been on the receiving end of a really great compliment, and we think about it a lot. Let's challenge ourselves this week to give out quality compliments. I've got 5 quick tips to up your compliment game. That's the subject of this week's Pocket Podcast.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. This is an Upside Pocket Podcast with Callie and Jeff.
The first tip in giving a great compliment is to be genuine. Don't compliment someone just to give a compliment off your to-do list. Find something that you are generally impressed by, a person who has gone above and beyond or who consistently makes you feel great or does kind things for you, and be sincere and genuine when you tell them how much they mean to you. Don't waste your time giving an insincere compliment. Be genuine and be sincere. That's step one. I've got 4 more tips. I'm going to give them all to you in 3 minutes or less, right after we say thank you to this week's Pocket Podcast sponsor.
Think organic groceries are too expensive? Yeah, me too. Thankfully, there's Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They'll deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters. We've been Thrive Market members for years now, and our focus on healthy food is more important to us now than ever, now that we have Ellie. The Thrive Market site is super easy to navigate, and I know when I click on the baby aisle that whatever I choose will be healthy, organic, and high quality for her. And I can feel good about literally any choice I make when I shop at Thrive Market. Right now, she's super into the teething crackers, so we stock up on those for snacks for her. And they also have her favorite veggie pouches. She loves to push on the pouches herself and feed herself, and it is so cute. They have everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. Plus, you can easily shop by diets and values like keto, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, and more. Go to thrivemarket.com/upside. Join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/upside to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/upside.
Here's tip number 2 to give a great compliment. Pick something specific. It's nice to tell somebody that they're a great employee or that their house is beautiful, but it's better to pinpoint exactly what you like about them, exactly why they're a great employee, exactly what is wonderful about their house. If you have a coworker who has cut expenses over the past 6 months in a remarkable way, then be very, very specific about how much they've saved the company and how much stress they have lifted off your back. If somebody's home is warm and inviting, tell them exactly that and then explain why. Tip number 3, act quickly. Don't sit on your compliments and say, well, I'll give it to him next time I see him. Well, next time she and I get together for a glass of wine, I'll let her know. Act quickly. Compliment fast. Compliments always are received better when they are immediately following the act that's earned the compliment. Number 4, go overboard. Gush. There's going to be a lot of people who are complimenting the cooking in a good restaurant, right? But if you talk about how terrific the food is, that it makes you feel like you have traveled back to the country where the recipe was born, and you're a little cheesy and you're a little dramatic, it doesn't matter. Those are the compliments that stand out. And finally, go public. assemble a wider audience if it's appropriate. If you're complimenting or giving praise to a coworker, do it in a staff meeting. If you are telling a family member that you're really, really proud of them, call a family meeting for that purpose. Use social media, but be public with your compliment. Go over the top when you tell somebody that you're happy for them, that you're proud of them, or that they mean a lot to you, because that moment in time is not just going to lift them up right then, but that moment in time is going to live in their mind forever, and they're going to think about it and you often, and it's going to generate a smile for years to come. I promise.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. We hope you enjoyed this Pocket Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to The Upside with Callie and Jeff wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. And one last thing. Most people learn about The Upside from their friends. Please tell everyone you know about this podcast so the amazing Upside community can continue to grow.